McMahon's Midnight Roundup, a full half hour of news in brief and tunes in relief. Brought to you each weekday night at this time by McMahon, who have more furniture stores than any other furniture organization west of Chicago. Well, before we take you in fancy to Santa Monica, scene of tonight's mythical roundup and daring rhythm rodeo, let's listen to a brief roundup of news highlights from Ed Combs.
Good evening, everyone. America announced a daring blow at Japanese lifelines today, but also Japan continues to strike at Allied supply routes. The American assault, made 3 weeks ago, carried the war to less than 1,000 miles...
At this point in the program, Ed Coleman reads 3 minutes of news.
...990 miles southeast of Tokyo, March 4th. 8 days earlier, Japanese conquered Wake Island, were subjected to an even heavier attack, and showered with 100 tons of bombs. This news came to you through the facilities of United Press.
Ed Coleman returns with more news highlights after the musical roundup. Now, here's news about how you can round up extra value for your dollar. To make your home more livable, buy a genuine Kohler living room suite. To save money, buy it at McMahon's during extra value days. McMahon's furniture stores offer your choice of a two-piece Davenport set or a tilt-back divan and chair for only $79.95. You pay only $5.38 a month on the lowest possible terms at McMahon's. You choose from velour or tapestry upholstering, and you get the famous Kroller five-star non-sag construction features at McMahon's furniture stores. Located in Southern California, in Santa Monica, Glendale, El Monte, San Pedro, Wilmington, Van Nuys, Orange, Bellflower, Santa Ana, Fullerton, San Bernardino, Ontario, and Monrovia.
Now McMahon's Midnight Roundup continues with the transcribed Rhythm Rodeo.
From the Badlands, and I'm riding into town tonight. Oh, I'm rough and tough and ready, and my trigger finger steady, and my Duke is always itching for a fight.
Yep, that's me. 442 pounds soaking wet, and I'm plumb proud to admit it, hombres. Big Bad Bill Stull is the handle, and if any galoot acts ornery, I'm liable to notch his ears. For this first rhythm rodeo, we're going to hightail it and fancy out to Santa Monica. And how are all you flying cowpokes at Douglas Aircraft? Keep them flying, Waddies. That goes for the gang over at Airco Tool Company and Oceana Tool Company, too. With your help, we'll sure give the Nips and the Nazis a few lessons in trigonometry, eh? Well, amigos, whoops, wrong character. Let's get along with McMahon's Rhythm Rodeo, corralling the best tune busters in a daring contest of science and skill. Now keep your eyes on shoot number one. Galloping out on a wild howdy harmony comes Spike Jones and his city slicker. Hey, where'd you get that jazz bow tie, Spike? Here they come right past the grandstand. Spike Jones and the city slickers with Jack Owens, the Garkle Warbler. All riding this wild melody Mustang. Stay with it, Waddies. It's High Neighbor.
What do you say? Hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Throw all your worries away. Come on and shake my hand and let a grin do the rest. Makes you feel so grand to get your chin off your desk. I'm shouting, hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Time to play and say hi.
Thank you.
all the grains together, boys. We're asking 150% of parity for that corn. Back to your shoot now, cowpokes. If I want you, I'll throw you a bone. The judges will declare the winner after all the contestants are done. And now, let me call your attention to shoot number two. From this shoot, imported at great expense from the old vast West Los Angeles, come those bold buckaroos, the Rough Riders. You know, it looks like they're going to measure man size on this here now, Melody Mustang. The Rough Riders have saddled a high-powered cayuse that they'll be needing a few extra vittles before they break him, so come on down where the watermelons grow.
Huh?
Where the old guitars are ringing and the fiddles are a-singing at the Hail of Jubilee. Where the pretty girls are dancing and the country boys are planting, that's the place for you and me. Come on down, come on down, come on down where the apple cider flows. Come on down, come on down, come on down where the watermelon grows. Where the couples are a-swinging and the sawmill boys are singing how they sweetly harmonize. Where the bashful boys are blushing and the lovesick girls are judging, that's the place for you and I. Come on down, come on down, come on down where the apple cider flows. Come on down, come on down, come on down where the watermelon boys are swinging and the sawmill boys are singing how they sweetly harmonize. Where the bashful boys are blushing and the lovesick girls are gushing, that's the place for you and I.
You dig me?
Come on down, come on down, come on down where the apple cider flows. Come on down, come on down, come on down where the watermelon grows.
Nice cooking, boys. Before the next cowpokes come out into the arena pods, let me call your attention to the big billboard just opposite the grandstand. See that? It says it's all wool and as wide as you like. You know what it's talking about? Well, I'll tell you. It's about that fine, fancy broadloom they've corralled up at McMahon's furniture store. You know, there's nothing like broadloom to make a room look bigger and better. Now, just because this is a fancy broadloom don't mean you have to pay a fancy price for it. No, sir, not at McMahon. They're regular folks, square shooters. When they buy cheaper on account of their 18-store buying power, well, they give the customer the benefit of this superior buying power and pass on the savings to him. This broadloom is the two-tone frieze type in 8 colors. You can get it in sizes to fit any room. They're asking only $3.95 a square yard at McMahon, and you can get a rug to fit your particular home needs. Now, you folks out in Santa Monica will find McMahon's furniture store at 1429 4th Street. Other McMahon's furniture stores in Southern California are in Glendale, El Monte, San Pedro, Wilmington, Van Nuys, and then there's a store in Orange and Bellflower and Santa Ana and Fullerton, San Bernardino, Ontario, and Monrovia. What? What's that, Ed? They're ready to continue the contest from shoot number three? Well, let's see who's coming up. Well, I'll be a horn tournament at them well-bred tune busters, the Pumpernickel Band. Let her rip! If anybody thinks this outfit's no great chucks, they don't know these corny cowpokes. Yes, sir, it's the Pumpernickel Band who came with the lease on this arena. And they're digging their tunes into a bit of harmony horse flesh known as the Lone Chaser. Thank you.
Boy, that outfit. Hey, wait a minute. What's cooking? Shut it off. I was going to say that outfit couldn't get anywhere in defense work, I'm told, but they're sure swell on the offense. Nobody can get more offensive than that. Well, now McMahon's Rhythm Rodeo continues from shoot number 4, where Skeeter Hubbard and his cowboys are raring to do the fanciest tune busting and win the prize. Let her bust! Hey, these here waddies don't pull leather or lock spurs. No, sir. Ezra's the warbler with Skeeter Hubbard's cowboys. They're all from the wild and woolly. That bronc they've got in tow is just plum freckled. Look at him roll over. Hey, there's no telling what's going to happen when you're on the strawberry road.
Let me tell you a tale, it's a good one I own, of a bucking old bronc called a Strawberry Roan. I was hanging around town, not earning a dime, out of a job and just spending my time. When a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose, you're a bronc busting man by the looks of your clothes. I said, guess you're right, there's none I can't tame. If it's riding tough ponies, that's my middle name.
Oh, that Strawberry Roan. Oh, that Strawberry Roan. They say he's a cayuse that's never been rode, and the guy that gets on him is bound to be thrown. Roll off that Strawberry Roan.
Then I puts on the blinds and it sure was a fight. My saddle comes next and I screws it down tight. I piled on his back, well I knew then, if I rode that old goat, I'd sure earn my 10. For he bowed his old neck and he leaped from the ground.
Watch it,
20
boy.
Circles he made before he come down. He's the worst fucking bronc I've seen on the range. He can turn on a nickel and give you some change.
Oh, that Strawberry Roan. Oh, that Strawberry Roan. He'll break him to saddle or break my own dome. I'll ride him until he lies down with a groan. Bring on your Strawberry Roan.
There's no fooling, I'll say, but this pony can step. But I'm still setting tight and I'm earning a rep. When my stirrups I lose and also my hat, I start pulling leather blind as a bat. And he makes one more jump and he's headed up high. Leaves me setting on air way up in the sky. I turned over twice, come back to earth. Started into cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that Strawberry Roan. Oh, that Strawberry Roan. That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome can ride that Strawberry Roan.
Ah, that's all right, Skeeter. Skeeter Hubbard and his cowboys certainly managed to hang on to that Strawberry Roan till the finish. But, hey, wait a minute. There's a dude over at the public address system, and he seems to have something important on his mind. Let's hear what it is. Hey, switch us over to the other side of the field, Mike.
And all you welcome visitors. Most of you are working in defense industries, building the weapons to help our boys win the war. You all know that a lot of peacetime production has been curtailed, or will be soon. That's only right and to be expected when we're all going out for victory. No doubt you heard that radio manufacturers won't be making radios for civilian use after next month, but in these times it's mighty important to have a good radio in the home for news, instruction on what's going on, and entertainment of all kinds. The cheapest and best entertainment in the world. And while radios are still available, your friendly McMahon's furniture stores want to see that you get one, that you get the best. So they're offering such outstanding models as the new 7-2 Philco console radio, a beautiful piece of furniture, and a practical set that has the power and the rich tone quality to get your domestic and foreign broadcasts the way you like to hear them. This fine Philco radio costs you only $69.95. Just $3.60 a month at McMahon's Furniture Stores. I know you'll all agree that's good value. So if you don't have a radio, or if you don't have a really good one that'll serve you well for years, stop in at McMahon's for your Philco. Now back to Big Bad Dill Feller and McMahon's Rhythm Rodeo.
Yee-hoo! Hey, Ed, let me hear that again. I like the way it sounds. Tell me how big and bad I am.
Big, bad Bill Stuller.
Well, I'm tough. Coming out of shoot number 5, according to my program, are a bunch of rip-snorting cowgirls. Keep your eyes on them. Here they come, the man to the left. Penelope, watch out. Well, bend me down and call me stupid if this ain't something. The gals couldn't get a priority on a horse, so they've entered the rodeo in their old horseless carriage. I reckon that old Tin Lizzy is more ornery than any Mustang. Well, here they go with a modulator mark.
Prettiest music you ever did hear. Well, the mandolettes are putting the padlocks back on their tires and setting out in the arena to watch for the next contestant. Hey, that'll be the pals of the Golden West out of shoot. What am I saying that'll be? Out of shoot number 6 with Nora and Lou doing the warbler. Hey, this is a first-class outfit from the Bar None Ranch, and they're planning to enter the steer-dogging event at tomorrow's rodeo. Here they go, let her buck. Well, slap me down and call me Shorty if this ain't the tune-bustin'est outfit you ever did see. They're all aboard a spirited music Mustang, and they're riding high, wide, and handsome from the Red River Valley.
From this valley, they tell me you're leaving. I shall miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For you take with you all of the sunshine that has brightened my life for a while.
Come on there, Lucky.
From the scenes of the valley, and they tell me your journey is through. Now will you think of the Red River Valley and the cowgirl that loves you so true?
Yo ho lo ho, we all be ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho, we all be ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho, we all be ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho, be all be ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho, be all be ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho, be all be ho lo ho. Yo ho lo ho.
You know, that's kind of awful when that happens to your throat. Reminds me of the two frogs sitting on the lily pans in the pond. One of them says to the other one, "You sound kind of hoarse tonight." Frog says, "Yeah, I got a man in my throat." Before the judges declare the winner in tonight's contest, the management wishes me to announce that the chairs in the grandstand and the box seats were furnished gratis by McMahon's Furniture Store, located at 1429 4th Street here in Santa Monica and in many other communities in California. McMahon's have chairs and all kinds of furniture for you, so stop, shop, and save at McMahon's, friends. And now, judges, who do you vote as the winner? Yeah. Thanks, man. That's just the way I figured you'd vote. The winner is Spike Jones and his City Slickers. We'll now have a few words from the winner. You don't say, Spike? Well, there's a lot of good thought sense in that remark. Training will do a lot for any tune buster. That and a couple of relatives on the judges' stand. Now the winner, Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Del Porter Warblin, gallop away in an exhibition called Don't Talk to Me About Women.
Talk to me about women. I've bid all the hussies goodbye. 'Cause after I've wined them and danced them and dined them, they step out with some other guy. Don't talk to me about women. They've brought me so much misery. So here's to the ladies. I'll see them in Hades. Don't talk about women to me. Talk to me about women. I'm glad that I found out in time. They all tried to please me and tease me and squeeze me till they had squeezed out my last dime. Don't talk to me about women. I don't want a sweetheart or wife. 'Cause too many women have given me a trimming. Now I'm through with women for life.
And there goes the winner of tonight's Rhythm Rodeo, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Will them hep cats howl when they hear him? And friends, in your home, you're a winner if you get your furniture from McMahon's Furniture Store. That's the square shooting outfit that makes your every dollar go farther. That's why so many thousands of Southern California home lovers buy at McMahon's. They have quality and they have economical prices. That's a combination that's hard to beat. Right now, they're offering their Western American ensemble 3 rooms of furniture, including 15 pieces, for just $199.95. That's only $13.44 monthly. The ensemble includes a living room group consisting of divan and lounge chair, occasional chair and table, a lamp table, and a cocktail table. There's a master bedroom outfit of bed, vanity with plate glass mirror, chest, and bench. And then there's a 5-piece dinette set, including draw-in extension table and 4 chairs. Every piece is bleached pecky pine finish to give you a matching ensemble. Remember, the entire ensemble of 15 pieces is only $199.95. That comes to just $13.44 a month at McMahon's Furniture Store. Located in Southern California, in Santa Monica, Glendale, El Monte, San Pedro, Wilmington, in Van Nuys, Orange, Bellflower, Santa Ana, Fullerton, San Bernardino, Ontario, and Monrovia. Now, before I switch you to the closing news roundup and McMahon's Midnight Roundup, let me remind you of the steer-dogging events in the transcribed Rhythm Rodeo tomorrow midnight when our trip takes us to San Pedro, home of another McMahon store. And here's the best line in the show. This is Big Bad Bill Stoller. So long.
We'll be right back.
Bill from the Badlands.
Yoo-hoo!
And I'm riding into town tonight.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm rough and tough and ready, and my trigger finger steady, and my dukes is always itching for a fight.
You said it. And now for you latecomers, here's another brief roundup of news highlights from Ed Coleman.
From the European news front, Russia again demands that the Allies go on the offensive this spring.
At this point, Ed Coleman reads another 3 minutes of news.
Soviet Ambassador to London, Maisky, has called for daring action by the Allies to seize the initiative from the enemy. He pointed out that Russia alone now holds the initiative over the Germans, and he said Russia intends to keep it. This news roundup is gathered for you through the facilities of United Press.
Tune in again tomorrow at midnight for McMahon's Midnight Roundup. Another full half hour of news in brief and tunes in relief. Brought to you each weekday night at this time by McMahon's, who have more furniture stores than any other furniture organization west of Chicago.